take action against the offender. The investigation at its conclusion will result in either the need for further action or no action being taken. When discipline is necessary, it is critical that the measures taken not be done so with an unconscious bias toward the offender. Favoritism should not be shown when a long-time employee is involved. The disciplinary actions cannot be minimized. The same is true for other unconscious biases that were discussed earlier. There are several simple questions that can be asked in regard to the disciplinary actions and what actions are appropriate. Is the disciplinary action equal to the level of wrongdoing? Is the disciplinary action designed to prevent reoccurrence? Many companies have policies in place that outline the disciplinary actions that are acceptable and for which offenses these actions are warranted. This, however, is never an all-inclusive policy for all cases. One way to determine the appropriate disciplinary action is to assign the offense a rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Then, do the same for the disciplinary actions. If the offense was a 2, the discipline should be equal, not an 8.